Some are so sick they cannot get up to relieve themselves. There are not enough nurses to help, so they lie in their own messes. Cave's face flashes before my eyes as I gasp for air, only to cough at the stench of death that floods into my nostrils. Cave slept in cots similar to these, drenched in urine and waste. Some people come to this hospital hoping to be cured of their sickness, but many are dumped here because they are too weak to work and therefore of no use to Pol Pot. Those who can no longer work come here to die. A cold draft hits me and pricks my skin with tiny stings as I imagine Cave staggering here alone to die among a thousand strangers. In a makeshift hospital, on these yellow-stained cots, many of these patients will die before the sun rises tomorrow. Forcing myself to focus on something else, I try to shake off the feelings of pity I have for these patients. I look intensely at my hand in the yellowish light. It looks stubby and waxy, like five pale, fat worms attached to the palm. When I move my fingers, they wriggle and I momentarily envision them detaching and crawling away. My toes wriggle in the same way. I am jerked out of this vision by the moans of the sick. This must be how Cave died, lonely and afraid. Am I to die in a sea of sick people I do not know? In my dreamlike state, I hear Ma's voice calling to me. Luong, where are you going? Come to us! I wake up, gulping air. Am I hearing voices? Am I going crazy? Ma, I whisper. My heart dances with hope, but I suppress it. Ma, I cry in anguish. Over here! I hear the voices of Chu, Gek, and Keem. I force my eyes to open wider against the heavy pull of my swollen lids, searching among the people for their voices. Far in the corner of the room, I see hands waving excitedly in the air. I stare at the faces of Ma, Gek, and Meng. Chu and Keem run toward me, smiling broadly. Everyone in our family but Koi is here. I cannot believe my eyes. I look into their beaming faces. Chu is barely able to suppress a laugh. Gek looks at me in confusion, and Ma is crying. Silly girl, Ma hollers at me. You almost walked past us. I am so glad you are here. I was afraid to be here alone.